Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Norm Jigen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo Bilinski. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo Bilinski. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kessinger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jigen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Belinsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belinsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nye is 0-for-1 in the game. Nye is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jigen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nye is 0-for-2 in the game. Nye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Davis reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis pinch hits for Bo Bilinski. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Jigen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jigen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jigen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is walked intentionally. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nye is 0-for-3 in the game. Nye is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Lillis moves to second. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carol Sembra now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sembra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.